This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Last night was the last gathering of the National Weather Service's annual River Watch teleconference for the Kuskokwim River. That indicates the likelihood of major flooding on the Kuskokwim during breakup has passed. But ice is still moving fast and water is high, though most places on the river are not experiencing major flooding. Speaking yesterday afternoon, Earl Samuelson, Nabuskiak resident who has been tracking the breakup, says people still need to keep an eye out for high water.
We wanted to get the word out there that this whole Kuskokwim from Tulaksac to Nabuskiak has ice flow in it, and it might take a day or two before it all clears out.
How fast is the ice moving? Samuelson figures the abandoned Alaska logistics barge that has been traveling with the broken ice is a good indicator. Monday night at 10:30, that barge loaded with large stones was passing Bogus Creek, and at 6 Tuesday morning, the barge had passed Akiak.
Just looking at the calculations there, that's about a 7 or 8 hour run just from Bogus to Akiak, and that's an indicator that ice is moving fast.
The barge arrived in Bethel Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m., still in good shape, but riding a little low in the water. Samuelson says the threat this year is not just the ice, but also the high water. He advises people to not just wait for the ice to pass, but to also wait for the water levels to go down.
Just because the mainstream Kuskokwim is already so high, I think we're just going to have to let this water drain out, and it'll take its time, and might take a few more than one or two days to drain out.
There is quite a bit of firewood being brought down by the ice and high water, but Samuelson warns people to wait till the water clears a bit before getting into boats. He says he knows of at least one group of people who got stuck when ice moved in. In more river news, a Kipnuk commercial fisherman won this year's Kuskokwim Ice Classic the very first time he entered. Daniel Jenkins guessed the winning time of 9:58 p.m. on Sunday, May 3rd. That's the exact time when the clock stopped ticking after the tripod sank before the river hours earlier, officially marking breakup on the Kuskokwim River. Jenkins is the only winner this year and can claim the $12,500 jackpot. Turning to the census, the Census Bureau is back delivering forms to Alaskan households without a physical address. The process begins today. The hand delivery of census material originally began March 15th, but was discontinued in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic 3 days later. The Bureau says the teams delivering the materials have been trained to observe social distancing and will be following federal health and safety guidelines. The Census Bureau's temporary field staff will be using government-provided protective equipment as they hand-deliver the census material to households. The census expects its field operation to deliver materials to 110,000 households in Alaska. Information from this count is used in a variety of ways, including as a basis for calculating the funding for various federal and state programs important to rural Alaska. In economic news, demand for flights on Alaska Airlines is less than 10% of normal, according to a financial report from the airline's parent company on its first quarterly loss in more than a decade. Alaska Air Group attributes the losses to unprecedented impacts from COVID-19, which caused a sharp decline in passenger bookings during the first 3 months of 2020, continuing into April and May. Alaska Airlines CEO Brad Tilden called the pandemic one of the greatest challenges in the history of commercial aviation. In its quarterly report, Alaska Air Group noted a net loss of $232 million. That's compared to a reported profit of $4 million from the same time period last year. Alaska Airlines has parked more than 150 aircraft, cut its overall number of flights, and expects further significant reductions in May and June. The airline reported receiving $992 million in federal CARES Act funding in late April. Meantime, Alaska Airlines is looking at using passenger jets to fly cargo, with company photos showing packages sitting in seats instead of people. And like other airlines, Alaska is requiring passengers who are still flying to wear masks on its planes. Lastly, in sports, a Bethel lady wrestler has hit the big time, landing a spot on the best female college wrestling team in the country. Lindsay Beans Polk agreed to wrestle for Gannon University this week, just days before her 18th birthday. Beans Polk was a star on Bethel Lady Warriors team, and she plans on hitting the mat in college at Gannon University this fall. Her dad, Warren Polk, says he could not be prouder of his daughter. The decision to wrestle at Gannon comes with a sports scholarship. The family is waiting to see what other scholarships are awarded Lindsay, and they are crossing their fingers that the pandemic will ease enough to let their daughter head off to the university in Erie, Pennsylvania this fall. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News UkTune coming up.